This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
All things covered, listeners and viewers. Yes, sir. We're right back at you again. Brian McFadden, Patrick Peterson, another outstanding episode for you all to enjoy. And this is a special episode because we have a special guest. Ryan Fitzpatrick is joining me here, All Things Covered, an Ivy League champion, 17-year NFL vet, now a great broadcaster for Amazon Prime, joining us on behalf of Jameson. As you see there on your screen, the Jameson banner is standing right behind Ryan. As pro football continues to grow in popularity across the world, Jameson Irish Whiskey is launching the Jameson Touchdown brand in Dublin, an unofficial call for regular season football games to be played in Dublin, Ireland. More in that just a bit, but let's tap in with Ryan. As a fellow member of the 2005 draft class, right, I want to ask you about the only member from our class that's currently still playing in the National Football League, and that's the one and only Aaron Rodgers. For you, where does he rank among all quarterbacks to play this game all time?
You know, it's that's a tough question to start with, Brian, but geez, he, you know, talent-wise, he's up there in the top three as the most talented in terms of arm talent, in terms of his mind, in terms of, you know, being able to figure out and attack defenses. The hard thing with Aaron, I mean, he's won four MVPs, he's won one Super Bowl. So when we start comparing him across the board to some of these other great quarterbacks, that's the one area where he falls short. So if he can do it this year or in the next few years in New York and bring them a Super Bowl, that would all of a sudden vault him from maybe a top five, six quarterback to, we're talking about one of the best to ever do it. But talent wise, as you know, because I'm sure you went against him a few times, it's scary to be on the other end, man, when you know he can make a throw at any point, at any part of the field. You know, my guy, Richard Sherman, always talks about how scary it is as a DB to go against somebody like him.
Yeah, extraordinary arm talent, as you just stated. Unfortunately, you had to bring up the Super Bowl victory that he because that happened against me and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I still have some nightmares from that day. In regards to Aaron Rodgers, of course, he's playing for your former team, the New York Jets. But let's talk about one of your former teammates in Tua Tagovailoa. He's coming off a dominant week one performance against the Los Angeles Chargers. Where has he shown the most improvement since you were with him? And what is his ceiling as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, how about it? You know, what a great way to shut some people up that have been talking about him all offseason to come out and have a performance like that. You know, for him, it's going to be consistency and it's going to be staying healthy. But I think what they've done, the offense that they've built around him, you know, the fact that Chris Greer went out and brought in Mike McDaniel, who it's a offense that you see right now that's flourishing in San Francisco based on timing and anticipation and catch and run balls. So they've surrounded him with fast guys. Tyreek, you know, obviously just a reminder that, you know, Justin Jefferson, I mean, he's at the best of best as receivers in the league. And Jalen Waddle too, but guys that can catch it and go the distance every time they touch the ball, it's a perfect offense for him to be in. We talk about his limited arm strength all the time, but he throws with such great anticipation and he throws with such great accuracy that if he can see and understand a defense pre-snap and know where to go with the ball, he's a dangerous dude. And that's why you saw him go for, you know, almost 450 yards in that opening game.
Yeah, and I stated last night after the game in studio, if Tua Tagovailoa stays healthy, he will win the MVP award. And I think that I'm saying that right now, based on everything that you gave us in regards to the offense that he is in, the speed that's surrounding him, and the play-calling abilities of Mike McDaniel, if he stay healthy, he can ease not give us 400 yards passing a game, but clearly float around that 300-yard mark because of the offense and just the speed, the fear factor that they provide. And the second best odds to win it probably would be his teammate and Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? Because he can put up close to 200 yards a game as well based on their offense. So we got to wait and see how it plays out, but it should be an entertaining year for the Miami Dolphins. You were with the Dolphins in 29, Ryan, when the tank for Tua catch became a thing for fans and media. There's a guy coming out, well, potentially supposed to be coming out in the draft in 2024 in Caleb Williams, where a lot of people feel like, you know, tanking, he is worth tanking for. I know how I feel as a former player. I want to get your opinion about how do you feel knowing that some fans would love to see a team, quote unquote, tank for a particular player. Why would you push against that concept?
Well, I would just say this. It's a tough thing to do in the NFL because, you know, you still have professional athletes going out there and playing. So in particular that year, 2019 in Miami, we didn't necessarily have the most talented roster. We got rid of a lot of our talent. We were bringing guys in off the street to start for us in week one. And as that season went on, we still had professionals in that locker room. So we got better and better. And I think that year, you know, New England, we played them one of the first few weeks of the season and lost by like 50 points. And then we beat them the last game of the year, which is a meaningful game for New England to lock up home field advantage. So I would just say, even pointing to a game like Seattle and the Rams for opening weekend, everybody's like, oh, the Rams are terrible. They've got the youngest roster. Seattle's up and coming. They're good. These are both professional football teams, you know? And so there's professional football players. Matthew Stafford reminded us all, you know, if you can, he's got that spry arm still. So if you can surround him with anybody, he can make it work. So I'm, you know, conceptually, I get it. I get that these teams are trying to put themselves in position, but the players won't allow it to happen because, you know, even the Cardinals, they played really tough against Washington this weekend.
Surprised a lot of people.
Surprised me. Surprised the heck out of me.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm like, man, people don't understand how serious the competition is just from a personal, you know, self-regard. And then when you combine that with other guys that have the same mentality, regardless of what people expect from you, it's your job to go out and try to deliver the goods. So I'm right there with you. So Ryan, I got a chance to play against you quite a few times in your career, but a couple of times in 2008 when you were with the Cincinnati Bengals. And of course, you know, those matchups were extremely intense, especially back then. But out of the eight teams you played for, what was the most intense rivalry you witnessed and why?
So I actually played for nine, but I sometimes forget a couple.
Okay, I shortchanged you, my bad.
Hey, it's all good because I only got like 13 plays in with Washington before I got hurt. But I'll tell you, I think it might have been those Steelers-Bengals games. And it was really, you know, I was young in my career and Carson Palmer was playing in a lot of those games. But 2008, I got to play in 12 of them. And that was before some of these rule changes too, where it's the physicality of those games. And there was just so much pent up aggression between the teams and Hines Ward and, you know, Vontaze Burfict. There's so much history and so many crazy things that happened that went back and forth. That was a very intense rivalry to be a part of.
Oh, no question. It's different now. Nowadays, people don't understand, different. Man. Back in those days, the cold tub was a necessity after playing against.
But even if you look at the AFC North now, just like Pittsburgh is more of a passing team now, right? Which is almost crazy to think about. Cleveland is really the only one, because Baltimore brings in Todd Monken at offensive coordinator. They're going to throw the ball all over the yard. So
yep.
Cleveland's kind of the one ground and pound that's left in the AFC North. So it's going to be interesting to see those styles and how they contrast all year long.
During your 17 years in the National Football League, which wide receiver did you have the best connection with on the field?
Man, I played with so many great ones. Like, crazy. The list is absolutely crazy. I don't want to say them all because I'll forget some. But, like, I started with my first touchdown ever was Torrey Holt. Mm. And then my next one was Isaac Bruce. You know, and then I got to throw to Ocho Cinco and Stevie Johnson. But I would say – and then – he was so, I mean, he's one of the more underrated dudes. Everybody that ever played against him, they knew how good and how crazy his releases were and how good he was. Mm-hmm. But even like Andre Johnson, D-Hop at the beginning of his career, I mean, the list, it goes on and on. But I would say my favorite guy, the guy I had the best connection with, was Brandon Marshall. 2015 in particular with the Jets, we had a really special year. He was such a special player, not just physically, but mentally, how intelligent he was as a receiver, and the things that we were able to do that year, not just in the red zone, but, you know, game planning and doing things with him. It was a pretty special year.
Well, Ryan, of course, we know you're a smart guy on and off the football field. So I want to play a little game with you. We're going to call this segment Fitzmagic Trivia. All right.
Okay.
All right. So now, first question for you. You had a game versus the Tennessee Titans in 2014.
Yep.
Right. While you were with the Texans, you threw 6 touchdowns. Can you name the people who caught those 6 touchdowns?
Well, I got benched the week before, so that was a particularly fond memory for me to be able to come in and throw 6 touchdowns. I know I hit D-Hop on a post.
Yep.
I know I hit J.J. Watt in that game.
Yep.
On a little flat route. Cincinnati. What was the name of that play? Terry Cut Cincinnati, I think. Let's see. Who else? Let's just say I threw one to Andre in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
I had to have thrown one to Arian Foster probably that game too. Then
you got it.
Okay.
That's not right.
Can I just ask you, like, is it 6 different people or did somebody catch 2?
Someone caught 2.
Somebody caught 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and say the D-Hop got 2.
Right.
Okay. So there's one person that I let's just go with a random, like, Alfred Blue, maybe.
No. Okay. I'll give you the initials of the first and last name, RG.
Okay. Oh, Ryan Griffin.
Ryan Griffin.
Yeah. Ding, good ding, job. Ding. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good job. So next question for you. These have to be memorable moments for a quarterback, right? Name the 3 teams you recorded receptions against.
I know one of them, I was playing for Tennessee and it was against the Chiefs.
Right.
Okay. I think I did it when I was in Cincinnati, but I can't remember who I did it against.
So check this out. You got the Chiefs. The other 2 teams are in the AFC as well.
Dude, I don't know. I can remember when I was on the Bengals, I caught one. I don't know what the other team would have been, but let's just say the Patriots, because I played them so many dang times. No.
Same division, wrong team. And you played for the team, the Jets.
Oh, of course I did. I played for the other 3. So the Jets. Okay.
Jets. And the last team is the Jaguars.
Okay. I got smarter as I started playing longer and thinking, why am I catching these passes? But somebody, hey, that's, I can't, cool, remember stat, who it was.
I didn't know you caught against 3 different teams. Reception.
That's kind of cool. You know what though? I think it was Desmond Ridder in this last game. His first attempt, he caught it. So he's 1-for-1 for -6. He caught it and dropped to the ground. I was like, what are we doing, Des? No question.
Not only you're a good quarterback, great athlete at the quarterback position, Ryan. Yeah, no doubt. Cool trip. You did exceptionally well. I'm not surprised, of course. Good guy on and off the football field. So let's transition, before I let you go, to Jameson, right? Jameson touchdown in Dublin. How can 20-plus-year-old fans, you got to be older, of course, 21 years or older, support what you guys have going on with Jameson?
Well, I think it's a cool thing that we're doing right now. Essentially, football is growing internationally, and it's been great. I'm sure, did you get a chance to go play in London?
No, I didn't.
You never did? So I did, I got a chance to go play in London. We're in Germany, you know, with Munich and Frankfurt, Mexico City. If we're looking for more cities to play in,
mm-hmm.
Jameson and I are partnering to unofficially say, let's bring pro football to Dublin, Ireland. We've done it with college. Notre Dame goes over and does it.
And by the way, next year in 2024, Florida State is going, my alma mater is going over to play against Georgia Tech.
That's what I'm saying. Let's bring pro football over there. And we're just trying to start a movement. So if you're interested, jamesonsports.com, there's plenty of different things they're going to be giving away. One in particular being, if we can get this done before the start of next season, we'll be flying fans over there. So we're just trying to get some excitement.
Oh, you're flying fans over as well?
If we can get this thing done before the start of next football season, you're coming with us, baby. Let's go. And I'll give you a cool hat too.
Yeah. If I can rock one of those cool hats, I don't know if I can do the beard, but I can rock one of those cool hats. I would come as well, because I think it's dope what they're doing already in regards to college football. I know Florida State is hyped as well for that matchup next year. First game against Georgia Tech. We're going to have a lot of fans from, you know, Seminole Nation support. And when regards to the NFL, just kind of trying to take over globally, it only makes sense.
Yeah. And I do want to say quickly, though, too, to your boy, Pat P., don't mess with those Gilbert, Arizona quarterbacks, man. That's all I'm saying. Don't mess with those QBs from Gilbert AZ, Pat P.
No question. Hey, but this is a great opportunity. So tell us what happens if a game is announced by September 13th, 2024.
Yeah, so that's it. We got to get on it, because we've got to get everybody behind this so that pro football knows that we're serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. But again, if we can get people behind it, we've got some special things if you sign up on jamesonsports.com that you can get. But also, like I'm telling you, not just you, but other fans.
Yeah.
We'll give you a flight. We'll fly you over there. We'll all get over there, meet, and have a great time. So,
hey, if you're a fan, if you love football, if you love the NFL, you get an opportunity to get a flight to go watch football and drink some great whiskey. who says no to that? Last question for you, Ryan, before we let you go. What would your ideal matchup be? And we're not going to say if it happens in Dublin, Ireland, when. You got to speak it into existence. So what would your ideal matchup be?
Oh, I love that question. I'm going to go with two of my former teams. Mm-hmm. And I would say I would love to see the Dolphins and the Bills square off over there. I think that'd be huge. I think it'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a super interesting game for everybody to tune into.
I'm right there with you. Quarterback star power, you know, electric offenses.
Yeah, we got a rivalry going on. I mean, there's
rivalry
a lot
going on. Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Great matchup. But I'll tell you this much. I don't think it would be a bad matchup regardless. Whoever participates in that ball game, I think it would be fun for fans and fun for the players as well. And this is what the NFL is trying to do, trying to take our sport internationally. We've done a phenomenal job in doing so. It's only right that we bring it to Ireland as well. But hey, Ryan, I thank you for joining me here. All things covered, Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, no other than the great Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ivy League great, Ivy League champion, 17-year NFL vet, now great broadcaster on Amazon Prime, joining us on behalf of Jameson. And Jameson, when you guys get out there, go ahead and let me know what airline I'm flying on. I'm coming, but I got to drop the pass. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Ryan.
05 draft class, baby. Good to talk
yes,
to
sir.
You.
Yes, sir. We got the last of the Mohicans, man. We got a rock and roll with Aaron Rodgers, man. He's the last of the Mohicans for us.
No doubt.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.